Hi, Sherry?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? This is
Fine.
Forrest.
Hi, Forrest. How's it going?
Good. Hey, have I caught you at a bad time?
No.
Okay, you filled out a form about your property in Danville you're looking to sell?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Just for a quick sale. And I know I'm gonna lose a little money on that. Just kind of reach a point where I'm ready to just get up and go. I don't want to deal with realtors. I don't want to deal with all these, oh, do this and do that. It'll be worth still making more, yada, yada, yada. Just make an offer because it's nice. If you're a house flipper, I don't want to talk all afternoon. I don't even want to talk for more than 10 minutes. But need a stove because I don't cook in my kitchen. And if you're sort of planning to resell it, you probably just want to come in and neutralize the paint because it's custom color, kind of pretty artistic. And update some flooring maybe in the kitchen, maybe update the kitchen a little bit. But they're real easy investments. They're not major overhauls. You're not going to be knocking out walls. You'll probably just have to pull up some flooring in the kitchen and maybe repaint everything, and that's really it.
When you said you're
And
going to
buy an
lose a little bit of
appliance.
money, what do you mean by that?
What'd you say?
When you said you're going to lose a little bit of money, what do you mean by that?
Well, market value is what I'm talking about. What I could make if I was patient and dealt with, old realtors that just really just kind of upset you throughout the whole process. Because, well, it's not their fault. It's just one of those things where I really don't enjoy people coming into my house. I don't enjoy, licensed professionals telling me what to do and what not to do and what it's worth and what it's not worth and would be or should be or could be. I won't talk about it anymore. It is what it is. It's selling as is. I'm not going to do any work to it. I'm not going to break my back, bend over backwards. But I'm also not going to take a lowball offer. So that's it. So something reasonable, and I'm not going to be happy if you just say, we can pay off your mortgage, but that's about it. Because that's not even close. Because right now, at market value, if I did sell it on the market, more than double what I paid for it. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And they're, I don't know how qualified the realtors here are in town, but they're saying it's just going to go up. Obviously, that's what housing prices do. So, I think it's a good investment. But I need a reasonable offer. So what do you think?
I heard what you said. You want to as is sale. You don't want to deal with all the, things that come with realtor and, the time and the effort that it would take to fix this and that. I heard you 100% that you don't want to, lowball offer. So, it all sounds like, right up my alley. So, I'm driving at the moment. I just saw your stuff come through, so I would love to have just a little bit of time for me to get back to my office and take a look at, the values in the neighborhood and your value, and then, hopefully I can make an offer that makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll just prep you real fast. You'll look it up, obviously. Let's just get your head thinking. It's online. I think that's offer or market value is like 125, 130. And mortgage, what I owe on it is only 70,000.
Yeah,
So,
70. Okay.
I'm looking for, I'd be happy with 100,000, maybe 110,000. But I kind of want you to look at it and say, in your professional opinion, what you think you can do or should do. Because if you did put at least five into it, you could rent it and you could have an investment property that's going to be cash cow for you, which is something I would love to do, but I really don't have the patience to deal with humans.
So you sound like you're ready to move on to the next, you know, season of your life. Have you already picked out
yeah.
where you're going to go?
But, you know, owning a home is lovely. It's really nice. This beautiful, this home is nice. It's a large two-story home with almost an acre of land. And that's beautiful. That's wonderful. But when you're, but for me, I'm a single woman. I'm not interested in sitting at home and wasting time making property pretty and digging holes in the yard. You know, I'm ready to move on to something a little more adventurous. You know, explore the nation a little more. So this isn't the retirement situation.
In your opinion, if you had to grade your home on a scale of 1 to 10, where would it be?
I guess I'd have to look at the other homes on a scale in order.
No, I mean, you know your house better than anybody else. I mean, you
well,
know,
I'll tell you
the
this.
Squeaks in the floors and
yeah,
water leaks at nighttime, keep you up kind of thing.
It was built in the 1950s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's old.
Mm-hmm.
So the pipes look really strong. There are no leaks. There was a minor leak in the bathroom. I fixed it up real fast. Little waterproofing on the pipes. There was a little gutter kind of leak going down into the basement. The drainage system didn't work as it was designed, you know. But like when rainfall comes and it goes down into the basement area, it's to drain through the system, but it goes into the, somehow gets into the basement. And when that happens, you know, it's frustrating. But that's a simple solution of rain preparation. So these aren't real big things. There are wild animals that live in the backyard. And, you know, they don't bother the property at all. They're beautiful. But they tend to, you know, for someone like me, it's like, I don't want them on my property. And I don't want to get a gun and shoot them. You know, but it's not out in the country. It's in suburbia. So on a scale of 1 to 10, let me just answer your question. It's not perfect. It needs some work. In terms of paint, I'm a smoker. I have a dog. Okay? Smoker and a dog. You got to get some kind of refreshing system going, which is probably just a nice fresh paint and some nice cleaning. And that's really it. Put an appliance or two in. Maybe update the flooring in the kitchen, which is really small. It's not even, you know, a gigantic job. And a man could handle it himself, I'm certain. I tried to do it. I'm just not creatively skilled. I tried to use a nice epoxy cover over a linoleum, and it turned out sort of artistic, but some spots got a little sticky. So it's not all perfect, you know. But, you know, it's functional, so... reached a point where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not interested in, you know what I mean? And I don't really want to even talk about it anymore. you know, I'm getting tired of it because it's like, you know, I'll send you pictures. You'll go, yeah, it's nice. It looks good. I like the colors you put. It looks nice. It really does. But I know how investors are. I know how home buyers are that are flippers that are not going to actually live in it themselves. I'm just speaking to you from that perspective. Just come in with some neutral paint, some cleaning, and put an appliance or two with some updated flooring in the kitchen. And maybe, you know, maybe a little tweaks here and there, but it's not a major thing where you have to put a lot of money into it. Or simply just clean it, give it a good cleaning and maybe some paint and rent it. It's rentable as is.
Hmm. Okay. Well, like I said, let me get back to the office. I need like an hour and a half or two. And then if it's all right, I'll call you back and, you know, just kind of, you know, see if what I have makes sense for you or not. And if it's
right,
a no, I get it. You know? Understand?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, bye.